It's really a shame I'm not there with you this evening, Lord Willetts. I thank you for the invitation. It would have been wonderful to be there. I love England. I love the UK. So sorry I'm not there. But the good thing is, of course, that we've got you back. Now, the Scientific Council of the ERC has always believed that this association of the UK to Horizon Europe was really important from all sorts of perspectives. Our UK colleagues have been an important part of the ERC's calls from the very start. And so having you participate in ERC is a clear benefit for the entire European Framework Programme in terms of competition, prestige, having fund, being able to fund cutting-edge research. And it's really very simple. Why do we care? And also, why should the UK care? It's about competition at the very highest level, and it's in both directions. If you're a researcher from an EU member state and you win an ERC grant in competition with researchers from the UK, and hopefully soon again from Switzerland, it means that you're playing at a very high level playing field, and that includes all the best researchers in Europe. So for you, EU researchers competing with UK, that pushes everyone here to raise our game and to come up with the very best ideas. But the same is, of course, true for the UK researchers competing with the rest of us. The level is simply not the same if you're competing only at a national level. And this is, of course, not an accidental effect. The Framework Programme funding is only a thin sliver of overall EU funding on research and development. But one of the main aims of those who first conceived the ERC was exactly to raise the level of science, to raise the level of competition, to challenge the very best to come up and hone their best ideas. So that's the benefit for both sides. That's why it's important for both sides. But there's also, of course, for the UK, very much more direct benefit, and that is the collaborative parts of the framework program, where they're very direct and simple. Being able to choose partners from the UK means for our colleagues here that we can have better and larger networks. We have a higher chance of finding groups of colleagues, of achieving the aims of any project we come up. And again, it's the same for our colleagues in the UK who can come up with ideas of joint projects all across Europe. So the Association of UK is clearly a win-win on both sides scientifically. And this is a feeling that's shared really across the entire European scientific community. We on our side never wavered in our support for UK association. You've seen campaigns like Stick to Science. We've done a lot of direct lobbying. And like I say, we're hoping that Switzerland will soon be back in as well. So once again, welcome back. You've been missed. And I sincerely hope you get your 120%. There is one little piece of bitter news that I learned of today or yesterday that will affect us and that will affect science in Europe and particular in the UK. And that is that I understand that the government, in order to have a better control over migration, has raised the minimal salaries that are necessary for people to be allowed to work in the UK. Now, this will affect postdocs, and that I hope there will be a rethink of that. So that's for the future. And turning to the future in more general terms, we here in Brussels are already planning, working to prepare the next EU framework program, Framework Program 10, FP10. We think that the ERC has given the entire EU framework program a new dimension that it didn't used to have before 2007, alongside their traditional top-down elements. And the EU should build on the success that we've seen, and we're hoping that we can get everyone to agree that it's important to strengthen the ERC in the next framework program. We've seen amazing creativity come from ERC ERC funded projects. Talent of Europe's best researchers being deployed when they're given the freedom to define their own paths, follow their own ideas, follow their own thoughts with no strings attached. I agree about the red tape. There is red tape, but the good thing is in the ERC, there is practically none, and really the freedom, the guarantee of freedom to follow one's own ideas is what has driven this success. You know, you can look anywhere. So we were talking about technology innovation, and it's really ERC researchers that have made the breakthroughs in critical technologies like artificial intelligence, which was not invented 2022 when ChatGPT was released, but has been worked on by ERC funded and other scientists for a long time. Quantum technologies is another example. So we believe that it's actually necessary to significantly increase the spending for research and innovation at the EU level in the next spending period from 2028 to 34, in which we, of course, hope that we will continue to have the UK as members. Despite the excellent quality of projects funded by the ERC, it is a sad fact that many equally outstanding proposals have to remain unfunded because we simply don't have the budget to fund everything that is judged as excellent and worth funding by our panels. We've also not changed grant sizes since 2009. They remain at the same funding level per grant, which is not surprising because if we were to increase the amounts, we'd have to reduce the numbers. But that has, of course, been eroding the value and the prestige of ERC's grants. So we really need to do something about that as well. I think I'll, in the interest of time, we're running a little bit behind time. I'll stop going on about that. It will be necessary to have more funding. It'll also be important to protect the ERC's independence, to run our own calls, to manage our own grants, and to have our own mechanisms to do all these things. And so we will call upon the European Commission and its partners and the support from the European scientific community, including that of the UK, to strengthen the UK's the ERC's independence and autonomy under Framework Programme 10 and to support additional funding to safeguard the ERC's position as Europe's top frontier research funder and as a valuable partner throughout Europe. So that's where I'll leave it at the moment, and I thank you for listening.